Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Kia ora, I'm Maria. Cautionary note, I swear a lot in this podcast. Not Jamie, because she's composed, but I do. So, if the occasional F-bomb offends, then note, this is a podcast with such language.
That's not all. Okay.
No, don't. Because she's... Don't.
Yeah,
don't.
You know where this is going, girl.
Don't. No.
Because she's gone in there to use the bathroom.
We are a cooking show. We're a cooking show.
Kia ora and welcome to The Art of Entertaining, a podcast predicated on social cues and party planning in the 70s, but applied today. I'm Maria and I hate cooking.
And I'm Jamie and I'm always hungry.
Join us on our journey to holding the meanest.
Dinner parties are the fast track to world peace.
Baddest.
I have to light something on fire.
Uniquely New Zealand. Personally, I think it's like a lot of planning, a lot of work for what is essentially going to turn into a piss up. And oddly 70s.
Ah, jelly and vegetables? Oh my gosh. Check that in the bin.
Dinner party Aotearoa has ever seen.
In this episode, we look into Jackie's top tips for helping us tackle any unwanted individuals. Mm-hmm. Gate crashes, ruffians.
Ruffians?
Exes?
Oh.
We are preparing for the worst by bringing in the muscle to our party. Yep, bouncers. We're bringing in bouncers.
Rudeness is a great sin, I think, in any, unless you deliberately rude to a really unpleasant person.
Yes.
But being rude to anyone else is not right. We have been educated, I would have thought, not to be rude.
Okay, Jamie, I'm so interested to know what these particular tips are from Jackie.
They got bouncers at their dinner party.
Right?
That's
I need to hear more about this.
That's a party.
Walk us through the book.
All right, so we're on page 29 of the book. The first section she's broken down is ensure admissions are strictly checked. Acceptance cards is time-consuming, but very efficient in seeing only those who have been invited can actually attend. Okay.
So that sounds like a very particular role to me, like someone has to do that.
Someone has to do this. And she does say, you know, you need to mail it out. So you need to mail it to each person, which we totally don't do nowadays.
No.
It's not a thing. Are we going to mail invites?
I don't think we have time to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if people are checking their mails.
Yeah, you're just whipping up some meringue and I'm just handwriting some cards.
Gold embossed cards.
Cool. And the second one she gets into is enlist the services of a large, determined, tactful checker outer.
So in other words, a bouncer.
Yeah, a bouncer. To refuse gate crashes, admittance, and to remove all bottles carried by young men.
Never have I ever been to a dinner party where there have been bouncers at the door ready to chuck you out.
No, not at your home.
Not at your home. That's
a club.
That's extra, y'all. I love how extra she is.
What could go wrong at a house party that you would need two checker outers, that you couldn't take care of it yourself?
That our guests would start? Or you mean that we would start? I don't...
Like, do we have to preempt any things in advance to help our bouncers, like, hey, you got to keep an eye out for this?
I guess so. Look, okay. I think that when we reach out to some bouncers and we go, we need your help, and they're like, great, great, cool. What's the event? Yeah, and you're like, it's a dinner party at our home. They're going to be like,
why?
Oh, girl, hang up. You know, yeah. So I feel like...
Like we're going to call professional bouncers. You know, these are going to be friends that you're just like, hey, can you help us? Also, how do you think our guests will feel rocking up to this and there's two bouncers on the door?
I think they might be a little shocked, to be honest. Like, oh, okay. This was not what I was ready for. I thought we were having potluck.
Yeah. How important is this dinner?
Yeah. What are we actually coming to again? That's why I think I'm really into this idea.
Do you know any bouncers or any security?
Personally, I don't know any bouncers. Have I been bounced? Yes, girl.
Have I interacted with bouncers?
So I guess I do know them. Do you know any bouncers? Have you got any like bouncers, bouncer friends that you can shoulder tap? Please say yes.
No, great. I don't.
So we're making that cold call, aren't we?
We're making that cold call.
Okay.
Great. All right, so let's look at our party and let's try and preempt what could go wrong so that we can give our bouncers an idea of what to keep an eye out for.
Some scope of what they need to do on the night. Yeah. If you're trying to bring plus ones, plus fives, that's not happening, y'all. That's why we got to get the bouncers, because I know that happens all the time at my family events.
Yeah, all the extras just show
all
up.
The extras roll up. But it's a family event, so that's kind of all good. But we're not doing that here. We're not doing that in this situation, are we?
No. But but also, just regular people. It's a Saturday night that we're having our dinner party. Just randoms rocking up. For a private party, what's the rules on like how hard can bouncers go if they had to? Do they just tell them to leave
Or are they like hoisting them up from underneath their armpits?
What's the rules?
I think when people start to lay hands, right? Yeah. When hands are going around the place, that's when you got to get involved, right? It's a dinner party.
It's a wild dinner party. Bad food, vomiting, or someone being sick?
I would hope that if they were, they did get food poisoning, it might happen a good couple of hours after the party.
And not... I'm hoping no one gets food poisoning.
I'm being pragmatic.
Yeah, but if they do.
Yeah, afterwards. If they do, I'm hoping that they are doing it at their own home and not at the dinner table.
Yeah. Shutting down a party, is that if it gets too wild?
I think so.
If they have to shut down
If we really start to rage. If the dinner party becomes a dinner rave.
I'll be stoked. I'll be so happy.
I mean, I'll be impressed, but I do think someone will need to shut it down.
I don't think we'll get up to that level. How would you feel if they escorted me, the other host, out and you were left to host this entire party?
I'd be so nervous, but I'd also be fucking laughing. Because I would be like, what did she do? What did she do? She broke her own rules.
Same. You guys got it out. It'd be so. I'd think it's so hilarious.
I'd be like, "Oh, we are. I am gonna be giving you shit for the next couple of years on this."
Jackie has quite a nice quote in here. I'd like to read. If gate crashes descend on you in the middle of your party, you must keep your cool and act quickly. You have legal right to eject intruders after two requests to leave.
Holy shit, that is all I'm going to say. I have a legal right. I'm going to go around this dinner party to say it is my legal right to reject you from this place.
Once, twice to leave.
This is your second warning? Yeah.
Yeah, how would you ask someone to leave?
A little printed paddle.
A little printed paddle.
I'm really taking this to the next level.
You went from laying hands to paddling our guest.
I'll just flip this thing around and just say, you're out. My legal right says you need to leave. I think I could be the bouncer.
We need to bring it up, man. That story with Jackie?
Right? Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Let's listen to it.
I loved working with people in good causes. Like supporting John F. Kennedy in the OK Oregon for Kennedy contest, where I was a lieutenant. I ran a district.
Wow.
And met John F. Kennedy. Yes. Quite memorable meeting. I wouldn't have wanted to have been involved with him in any way. Actually, after the election.
Why did you not want to be involved with John?
Because he was a hopeless womanizer. And having women were medicine to his shattered immune system, and his wife put up with it.
Did John F. Kennedy make a pass at you?
Yeah, a big one.
Do you feel comfortable telling us a little bit more about that?
Well, in the end said, I mustn't detain you any longer, Mr. President, which I thought was a very nice way to get rid of him.
It is a very nice way.
And he moved on to the next person.
I think that's a very gracious way to decline the president.
Thank you.
70s were loose.
They were loose. They were wild. They were crazy. And you're like, yeah, she literally had the president flirting with her.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was just like, excuse me.
Just graciously decline.
Okay, so that helps us because now we got to think about, what are we got to think about? Bouncers for ruffians, alcohol, gate crashes, swingers crashes.
Yeah.
Flirty presidents.
Flirty presidents also on the list.
No wonder there's bouncers in the book.
So it might be good to have a think about like the lay of the land and some of the rules.
The ground rules?
The ground rules, yeah. I think we should assume, right, that people are going to be drinking. Like, we're inviting them to drink with us. But also that we're not, like, getting lit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Getting to a level. Not messy. Not messy. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Just cute.
We're drinking, but we're keeping it cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second one, invitation only. So not to invite extra people.
Don't come with like two extra friends.
Yeah.
Or don't be like, don't roll up and then text your friends the location and be like, oh, just come through the back door. It's all good.
You have your paddle. We will escort you out. Is there any other rules that we need to think about?
Don't be an asshole to the guests. Don't be an asshole to the host. You can't be mean to the host.
You can't be mean to us. Be nice.
You can't criticise us.
Okay, in addition to the bouncers, and we know the rules and we've got security, Jackie has given additional security measures we can take.
Okay.
If you have more than one host, which is us.
Which is us.
Keep curtains drawn. Doors locked. If you have reason to suspect that there are gangs around.
What? Such a left turn the book.
That's what it says.
First of all, what curtains are we talking about?
Just look through my window and I just eyeball. Okay. Eyeball all the gangs outside and I just whip it shut.
So when you led into that, I was really picturing something different. And I was like, oh, because we need to come through the curtains. That's where I thought she
about,
was
like,
going.
Making an entrance.
Entrance. Here I am, guess. And then when you said keep the doors locked, I was like, we're locking them into this performance?
Lights go out, curtains drawn, and we come in with our meatloaf.
100%. That's what I thought you were going to tell me. And then you said gangs, and I was like, this is not part of the vision. Not in
entrance.
Our little mini amphitheater.
So we have to lock the doors once everyone is inside, draw the curtains, just if we suspect there might be gangs. But if gangs roll up, I've given you two warnings. It's my legal right to escort you out, gang. Not at this dinner party.
Not tonight, okay? I have my paddle and you've
tonight,
got your two warnings.
Please. So now that we've set the ground rules, we know.
I mean, I've got to say they're pretty shaky, but I'm into it.
We know any rules, you can break them.
Always.
You can sneak around them.
It's almost like rules are there to be broken. You know what I mean?
So, Maria, I got a question. Have you ever snuck alcohol into an event or party?
Yeah, man. All the time. I'm talking about gin in a pump bottle with bus warm orange juice.
Ooh.
Okay, so it was not even worth it.
Yeah, I've got a friend who we've chatted about many times. Used to fill up water bottles with vodka. One time I just like grabbed water and made noodles and cooked it up. And I was like, these are the tangiest noodles I've ever had. That cousin.
I want to meet her.
Yeah, she's great.
I want to meet her. I feel like I'd like her.
I know, so I'm not going to say names.
Yeah.
My family knows. who would tape cans of drinks to their legs.
Oh,
like,
yo.
Under their pants. Oh. I was like, oi. And you just hear that we're like, you go to the bathroom or club, you just hear. That's, I'm like, if someone came to the party and they had done that, I'd be like, just have your drinks.
Just
that's a lot
it
of effort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. Drink your leg drink. So once everyone's inside and everyone's at the dinner table, Jackie's also given us tips to help keep the level down so we don't have to remove people too
right,
early.
So set the energy.
Set the energy so yeah. they're not peaking too early and getting messy. So here's what Jackie has to say. Have the drinks get progressively weaker as the night wears on. Provide a choice of alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. So we're just watering down. So is there any drinks that set you off that I should be made aware?
Probably like if you start serving me whiskey. Ooh. Yeah, it's going to be a rave.
Tequila.
Tequila
me.
Is Tequila's, yours. Yeah. Okay.
On the other spectrum, is there any other drinks that make you sad?
You give me gin and we're going to be talking about like life. Life issues.
Yeah. Mine is red wine.
Uh-huh.
Red wine.
Okay.
Get all the feels. Yeah.
Okay.
Good to know.
Better get some red wine.
Now that everyone, we know what we need to keep an eye out for. Is there any experiences you've had where you want people to leave?
Yes, Jamie. Yes. Not too long ago.
I was like, it's not when you... not since I've been staying at your apartment.
Has it been in this week? Yeah.
There's somebody right now at my house.
Not too long ago, my friend and I... Not you, Jamie, I promise.
Feel triggered.
Another friend up in town who was visiting. So my good friend and I were going to a comedy show in town. So all of the groundwork that we laid out before... She broke every single one of those. She came with two other people.
Yeah.
They had pre-gamed, like they were already drinking in another event. They came to the comedy show, were the loudest, okay,
yes.
were the hecklers at the back, but they were also buying all the drinks. So me and my friend were
so
like,
you have to weigh up.
Yeah,
hey?
We were like,
to,
okay, you like, can kind of stay.
But it's like, worth it. It's worth it.
But like if you keep going down this track, you might have to leave. And it just got to a point where, like, it was now starting to impact the comedian on the stage.
Oh, no.
And we were like, okay, we got to wrap this up. And the bar staff are like, do you just want us to tell them to leave? We're like, that's perfect. Yes. So the bar staff went in, but we stayed out in the foyer, right? And we are literally watching them being escorted. We're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that sucks so much. But anyway, I'll call you. And then went in and watched the rest of the show.
I'm going to talk to the venue. I can't believe
they're
kicking you out.
Yeah, I can't believe they've done this. This is wrong, girl. This is wrong, honestly. Have there been any experiences, Jamie, where you've needed to leave?
I can't remember where it was. I do remember one time, though, in a club, sitting on the floor probably, and then I remember looking up and then I saw this man standing over me and I was like, who is that?
Who are you?
Yeah. Is this my true love kind of vibes? And then the sound started coming back to my ears.
Okay.
And all I hear is, you need to leave. And I was like, yep.
Yes, I do.
Wasn't my true love. Who's that?
It's the part where you're like, and then the sounds came back to me.
Yeah, and there's another time in concert, not me, but I was with my friend. We went to a Catch a Fire concert in LA and we were living in LA. So anytime some band from home came, we were like, we have to go and we take all our friends. And my friend got just way too amped. And so there was a point where I was like, I need to take her home, but I'm loving this concert. So
I know where this is going.
So my cousin, I'm like, well, she's good. We're only on song number two. And she is leaning on the stage, asleep.
She just has a nap on the stage.
Asleep, fully asleep.
Girl.
And I'm like,
she's
safe.
All good.
Back to it. When she woke up, she was just like, Fudge, that was mean. That was a mean note. And I'm like, yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate. Do you have a good sleep?
All right, we've just got into Christchurch. We just got here. We're coming down to see Jackie. We're going to the rest home. Just a day trip. What have I packed? I packed a little backpack, maybe, you know, some Danishes to give to Jackie, a little card, a jersey just in case it gets cold. Maria, what did you pack?
Yeah, I know exactly where this is going.
What did you pack?
I went through airport security and I forgot that in my bag was concealed a small knife, a couple of screwdrivers, a mini ice pick looking thing, and here's the real kicker, Jamie, a lighter, and I don't even smoke, okay?
So when you were like, let's go to Christchurch and visit Jackie, I might just pack a little bag with all of these weapons.
Yeah, exactly, and then just stroll right through airport security like I didn't even know that was there, okay? See, Jamie, the thing is that you can get bounced, and you don't even have to be drinking. And I can tell you on that, because it happened to me.
Have you ever been the responsible one, where you're like, man, they're not going to make it home, like, and now I have to help you?
When I drink, my personality goes up to very helpful. So even though I said before, like, I'll dip,
yeah,
it has to get to a really crazy stage before okay. I dip. But before then, like, I want everyone to feel good, have a good time. I am very much like the mom friend. We'll look after everyone.
You? I did once.
Once. One time. One time.
Once. And then I was like, not for me. Not for me. I was very young at the time, so like early 20s. And we had our Christmas function, and my boss was going through a midlife crisis. And he was like, cool, Christmas party. It will be on a yacht out on the harbour. And one of my colleagues, she gets so drunk so early in, she goes to use the bathroom and she just locks herself in there. And there's only one, there's like only one bathroom that, like, for the guests to use, and everyone's like, we've got a whole 90 minutes left on this ride, girl. Please get out. She's kind of passed out in there. We do the full cruise and we come back and it's time to get off, and everyone's like amped now. They want to go out into town. They want to rage, right? They all dip, and I'm like, the staff are now looking at me like, get your friend. I'm like, we just work together, okay?
We're not,
friends is like, it's not the right term, but we just work together.
Friendship. We won't get into that right now.
Yeah, but not the right term, but that's okay. So they have to go below deck. They have to go below deck and get out a toolbox. Christmas is cancelled. And they are vexed. Like, they are so mad at this point.
Yeah, I would be.
We just
want to go. You're renovating.
And when the door came off the hinges, what was inside was a hot mess.
Is there anything in that toolbox to clean up, my mate?
That's not all. Okay.
No, don't. Because she... Don't.
Yeah,
don't.
You know where this is going, girl.
Don't. No.
Because she'd gone in there to use the
bathroom. We are a cooking show. We're a cooking show. Keep the music.
That's enough.
So, I think it's safe to say, when it comes to a party, we just want to have a good time.
No, when it comes to the tricky stuff, I'd like to outsource that to someone else, please.
Yeah, so we need bouncers to help us.
Yes.
Let's book the bouncers.
Let's book them in.
The Art of Entertaining is produced and presented by Jamie Poipoi and Maria Tanner.
The executive producers are Tim Watkin, Justin Gregory, and Katie Gossett.
Blair Stagpole is our producer and audio engineer.
Music by Tehima Bennett. Shout out to the absolute GOAT, author Jacqueline Steinkamp.
Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And of course, at rnz.co.nz.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.